Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Right now, I oppose this measure. I think it's a mistake. I don't support the rule advancing it. And I think he should switch directions like he did last week with a very good move by putting Israel forward, paid for, out of the IRS expansion.
Texas Republican and House Freedom Caucus leader Chip Roy describes Speaker Mike Johnson's stopgap budget as too much like business as usual. Johnson's laddered continuing resolution would fund some agencies at current levels until January 19th and others until February 2nd. Congress has until Friday to avert a government shutdown. Johnson's CR has some support among Democrats, but others are calling it a gimmick, likely to lead to more problems later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's pleased the CR avoids the steep cuts demanded by the hard right, though it's still less than ideal. He says bipartisanship is the only way forward.
I've said on multiple occasions that if we're going to work together to keep the government open, Speaker Johnson will have to avoid pushing steep cuts or poison pills that Democrats can't support.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is also calling for bipartisanship, but McConnell praises Johnson's plan, saying it would avoid a shutdown and allow time for a more normal budget writing process.
Regular order requires that Congress provide itself the time for careful consideration and thorough amendment. I'm glad to see that Speaker Johnson has produced a continuing resolution that would do exactly that.
In a national day of action, protests around the country demanded a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Liz Urikan helped organize a group that came to the Arizona State Capitol in part to honor the dead. She says there needs to be greater humanitarian access to Gaza and an end to the blind support of Israel.
They have a special exemption with regard to weapons and military funding, etc. We have to take a look at this, that we are all with blood on our hands as taxpayers.
In Massachusetts, the American Friends Service Committee protested outside of lawmakers' offices. Jennifer Bing with the AFSC's Palestine Activism Program says it's wrong for U.S. tax dollars to buy weapons for Israel.
Our belief is that this war needs to end, and one way of that happening is to stop the flow of weapons to the Middle East.
In Louisiana, as with neighboring states, federal courts have thrown out current election maps for diluting the power of black voters. The legislature there will be called into a special session to draw new districts in time to meet a January 15th deadline set by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Tyrone Walker with the Urban League of Louisiana is eager to see the process get underway.
We hope that we won't delay any further and that we get on to putting fair congressional maps so we can get a second representative that can deliver for African Americans.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?